What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome to our podcast. It's called Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo. I'm joined by the webmaster extraordinaire, Evan Jenkins. And we're going to get into the Lions offseason here. Not only looking at what is going on with the draft following the Senior Bowl, which shows a lot, actually. And we'll also get into how free agency could mesh with the draft. The Lions are right now, they're one of the few teams. Well, there's like 14, 15, 16 teams. They're in the, after number 10, who actually have cap space before they have to restructure contracts and cut people, things like that. It's a minimal amount, 10 to 15 million, depending on who you believe. And really, it's just the start of the offseason, and those things will take place. But free agency is before the draft. How is it going to equate? And are the Lions going to get players that are actually older and may be effective for 1 year, sign them for 1 year with a pretty good chunk or two and with an easy to cut next year? There's a lot of different ways to flay that fish, so to speak. Or are they going to maybe sign some younger players who fit positions of need, who are in that 26-year-old age, and give them multi-year contracts, which fits? It's a very deep free agency for inside linebackers. It's not a very deep free agency for what they need on the offensive line, which, in my opinion, they don't need just a guard. They need a guard who can kick out the tackle if they have an issue with either one of their starting tackles. It can become a very serious issue for the Lions, especially the way they set up offensively, if either Decker or Penny Sewell get hurt next year and they don't have a backup to go in there. So I'll start out with this name. He's a fairly prominent name. He hasn't been a great player in the league by any stretch of the imagination, but he's after an injury plague start, he's played better the last couple years, and he's in that 25 or 26 age group. And that's Isaiah Wynn, who was the former first round pick out of Georgia. He's played tackle, he's flipped from right to left. He hasn't been that left tackle that everybody thought he would be when he came out of college. Bill Belichick did mold the thought of playing him at guard, and he may be a fit for the Lions at guard and would provide depth. And he's going to get some money, but he's not going to get like, hey, you're paying him a lot of money that's going to really affect you down the road. So I would say that would be the first player that I would look at. At the cornerback position, they could get Patrick Peterson for a year. Everybody knows who he is. He played very well for Minnesota last year. But the issue is obviously age, and you don't want to give him a long-term contract. And was that flashlight going off last year to the end and it's going to burn out, or does he have another year left? But the two players that I would look at actually at corner It would be Rock Ya-Sin, who with the Raiders, and that was a name, you know, I talked about a lot going into his draft year, who played pretty well for them. And he's a younger player. So would you give him a few years, you know, to in the prime of his career to be a corner? And the other ones I talked about a lot his draft year as well is Byron Murphy, who played college football at Washington. And he has developed into a pretty good corner for Arizona, which obviously has got a lot of upheaval. And he'll be available. And the contract would be a bit pricey, but not one of these outrageous contracts that's going to prohibit the rest of the part of your rebuild. And if you look at the corners in the draft, the Lions need a lot there. It's a very deep position. All the people we talked about, I think Christian Gonzalez is the best corner in this draft, but there's Joey Porter, there's Cam Smith, there's others. And a couple that I'll mention here from the Senior Bowl that flashed momentarily. But if you're going to go for corners, you might want to add some veteran guys that would fit in there. I'm not sold on Jamal Dean from Tampa. He's kind of a big name if you're a football freak, but you know, to me, he's a bit of a gambler, and I wouldn't necessarily take him in that position. I would look at those guys as being the top corners that I would look at in free agency. If you want to take a shot at a really good player and you want to spend some money, James Bradbury from the Eagles is probably the best corner you have a shot at. So those are the corners that I would look at. But that's how, you know, you got to balance age. You got to balance contract. You got to balance whether you're filling that position for long term or not, or whether you want 1 year, because like I've said before, the future is now for the Lions, but you don't want to just go that way and totally stop what you're doing to build to a team that could possibly be a genuine contender for, I'll say it, the Super Bowl. If you get too far ahead of yourself and you do that, you find yourself in some trouble. So that's how I would look at it.
Pat, do you think this year's free agency for the Lions is a little bit different in years past, where they're not going to have to overpay to get a player here, where guys actually might want to come here more so and give them a little bit of a discount because they want to play under Dan Campbell and have seen some of the things on TV, Hard Knocks, whatever it might be, and even the end of the year? Do you think that could help them in free agency, where in years past you had to pay a Vitae all that crazy kind of money, or you know what I mean?
Well, there's a couple of Vitae type players here, actually a guard from Philadelphia, and there's some guards, but I'll tell you this. First of all, Evan, I know you've been my trusted colleague and very good friend for 20 years. We've been together for 20. When High Def TV came in, we both were amazed at it. So, and I know you've taken a lot of calls, and I know you've been on talk shows, and you've gone through the internet more than anybody, perhaps in the history of the world. And that's not an exaggeration. But that thing that you asked me, I got to tell you, is like one of the things that I look at and I roll my eyebrows. Because in the NFL, you know what matters to a player? How much you're paying him. All right, now maybe Aaron Rodgers is not going to worry about $3 million here or some high-end quarterback or whatever. But the classic example is the Lions running back, Jamal Williams. Right. He has made less than $10 million in his career. So if somebody pays him 12 instead of 10, it doesn't matter. He could be playing for the Timbuktu Lions. He's going to take probably that, not exaggerating, but he's going to take $2 million.
Right.
Because that's a lot in his life. All right. It's not like the NBA where Nerland Norwell gets enough for a gross national product of a small country paid in his career to sit on the bench for the Pistons. Or some of these baseball contracts that are completely 100% asinine.
Right.
It's a different world. And, you know, if you go out of the superstar realm, that'll make a difference. Now, somebody like Patrick Peterson, maybe, right? You know, because he's going to look to want to win a Super Bowl, something
sure.
like that. But, you know, I'm not expecting them to be that interested in a player there. I think they're still looking for players that'll play for him 2 or 3 years rather than one, and then, you know, try to figure out he's got a name left on the tread the following year. So that I would say no, but I don't think it hurts. But it's not the key factor. Lions didn't have any problem getting Damian Woody to come here and stink for a couple years. You remember that? Every time
Jet, right? Isn't that where he came from?
Well, he came from the Patriots and played his ass off. And then went to the Jets and played his ass off. And he came here and, you know, I was like, man, you know, he put on a lot of that weight you see on ESPN there, you know, sitting around.
Well, he got paid well.
He got paid. Yeah, and he, you know, no problem with it. You know, he was a good football player, deserves a lot of respect, you know, playing in the NFL that long. But he came here, that extra effort wasn't here. So that's a classic example to me, but there have been a lot of them that have come down the pipe down through the years. So also having another position's three technique tackle. We've talked about that a lot, you know, with Carter and Barisi and you know, how you use them, or somebody like Wilson from Texas Tech who has his hand in the ground some and can stand up. Are you going to get a guy that's going to, you know, play that defensive end in kind of a 3-4, or how are you going to all set that with a player? So there's a couple players. Javon Hargrave's a top player for the Eagles, and he fits the Lions because he's a three technique tackle. He's going to cost a lot of money, you know, but would it be worth it to get that type of player? He's a very good interior push, and I see him as a possibility for the Lions. Also at the linebacker core, how much do you want to spend on a linebacker? Because there's two younger linebackers, both played for winning teams, Tremaine Edwards with Buffalo, and TJ Edwards, who, you know, has also played very well. Do you want to get those type of players, you know, in there? They're off the ball interior linebackers for the most part, and they're going to cost a pretty penny because they're both young. Or do you go for somebody like Levante David, who played very well this year, but has, you know, and you've seen some linebackers go to other teams and play their ass off, you know, after 30 or so. Do you want to get him? So that's the type of thing, but David would be a more reasonable contract for what they're doing. I've heard the name Deron Payne a lot. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I've seen
he's
some
gonna
behavior. Be costly. Pardon?
He's going to cost a lot.
Yeah, but he's a nose. So do you want a nose or do you want a three-technique tackle? Are you happy with your nose, Alan McNeil, and who you have right now, which they seem to do very well in that area, you know, by spotting in Benito Jones and Isaiah Bugs and these other big dudes that they signed. So would you want to pay all that money for somebody along those lines? Also a player that I would look at, a linebacker, Denzel Perryman from the Raiders. Is a very good player who a lot of people don't know. He's a tackling machine. He's coming into his own off the ball linebacker and younger. So that would be a player that I would look at and definitely have on the radar. That's, you know, kind of where I'm at with it right now with the way it is. Some of the guards that are available, I wouldn't be that interested in. There's a few, unless they can play tackle. They have to have a backup plan at offensive tackle. And it can't be just, hey, put Skipper out there. Okay.
Right.
They have to have a better plan than that. You can maybe get away with that in inside space, but not outside. That becomes a disaster and would be a problem for the Lions. Now, looking at the Senior Bowl, we talked about the top prospects. You can see our previous podcasts on it. A couple players really stood out to me. Everybody talks about running backs, but I thought an outstanding running back that came out of this was Taji Spears from Tulane. The game, he didn't have a big game, but during the week, he was by far the best running back. So I know people talk about Evan Gray, and they talk about Hall, or Eric Gray and Evan Hall, who had a big game after the kid from Northwestern.
Yeah,
but the player that most mirrors what you have with DeAndre Swift, and I think perhaps beyond Bijan Robinson, who's a different type. Hey, man, he's a star running back type, but the one that would fit the skill set of Swift the best is Spears. And he's not unknown. He's unknown because he didn't play, you know, a Power 5 conference team, but they beat USC in their bowl game. They were ranked very highly in the country, and he had 250 yards in that game. So he caught the ball. That was the question, and he was really smooth. Absolutely loved him. And a player, Durham, a tight end H-back from Purdue, he would kind of kill two birds with one stone because they have some issues at tight end, and he has some upside at tight end. But also, he can play the role of fullback. So that saves you a roster spot. I know Jason Kabinda probably wouldn't like me saying that, but that kind of fits into it. And another corner that really stood out to me was, you know, I always talk about Cam Smith in these podcasts from South Carolina. He's definitely a possibility for the Lions. He's definitely a first-round pick talent. But his teammate, Darius Rush, was outstanding in practices. And as far as the quarterbacks, it went the way that projected on that pretty much. And, you know, I was in a club of one and that was all said and done. But Jake Haener was by far the best quarterback there. And he might have worked his way into the second day of the draft. And the one thing about Haener that would fit the Lions is he's good enough right now that with some, you know, going through off-season programs, training camp, he would actually be a much more viable backup than the ones they've had in recent years. And also, he does have some upside. And Brock Purdy, what he's done, for fairness or not, you know, there's that comparison. But Haener's got a really good arm. He handles himself with extraordinary poise. Now, he's been coached by top-level coaches in his college career. Love him. You know, not as a first-day pick, but as somebody that you would take either second or third day for sure. And it would fit the Lions ideally. He would work well in their offense. So that's it today. Now, look, don't forget to like us. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple iTunes. Don't forget to like us and subscribe to us in the Google Play Store. Don't forget to download us, Odyssey.com. And you can go to Pacaputo98 on Twitter, King of KC on Twitter. 97 won the tickets Twitter account, and of course our Facebook pages, mine, Evans, whatever, and of course the stations to find our podcasts on a regular basis. Do that. Now we talk about all the sports. We talked about the NFL here. We have one up on the Red Wings at the All-Star break, and we'll be talking some Tigers and the Pistons and all those things coming up. But yeah, it would be a lot of NFL draft coverage, and hopefully it tells you some things that you didn't know. All right, that you know, you might want to consider. And as Evan pointed out to me last year and a couple of years, you actually got that right. I don't promise that, but sometimes that happens. Okay? So until next time, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.